This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parasha, we have the Aschal of the Makis. Avada, the Makis, a lot are spoken already, Pesach time. There's so many, the many, many Haggadahs that are printed. I'd like to bring out a Deher, which simply everybody knows. Yet this year I found an interesting chiddush in one of the inyanim that Chazal speak about around the Makis. I'd like to share it with you. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to hit not the waters and not the earth in Mitzrayim. State in Chazal, Rashi brings it, Emer Elaharin, Pedik. Yud Beis, Posik, Yud Tes, Lefi Shehegin, Hayyar al Meshe, Kishenishlach, Luteche, Lefikach, Leilach al Yodai, Loi Bedam, Veloi Betzvardim, Veloka al Yedei Ahara. Meshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to hit the earth, and he was not allowed to hit the waters because they protected him. And Avad, everybody knows this Chazal, and everybody knows the Torah on this Chazal. I saw an interesting and new Havan in this Chazal, and I'd like to share it with you. It's interesting how every year I find more oimik, more understanding of this Chazal. You see how deep and how endless. When you see Chazal in year after year, they leave a different lesson in Roshim as we get older. And I'd like to share with you a Yisoy that I see in this Chazal. And I want to begin with it. We all know that the Makis was a limud, a lesson, sai to the Mitzrayim, as well as to Klal Yisrael. This is well documented, so to speak. And all the Meforshim and the Haggadahs, that it was a lesson, a limud for all of Mitzrayim. Sai for the Yidden, un sai for the Goyim. So each Makkah, should be learned and understood what is the lesson, sai for the Mitzri and sai for us. I want to point out, in the Makkah of Dam, as well as the Makkah of Tzfardeya, where here we learn that in both, Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to hit the waters. Interesting nekudas that seem to come together, points that we see in the Makkah, that l'chayra, to understand Havan in the Makkah, we see the Yair. That's clear. Obviously, the Ya'ir is being punished here. And already Rashi brings from the Chazal that the reason why the Nilus was first to get hit, because this was Yirasam, this was their Amunah. It was the source of Kfira. In Mitzrayim was the Ya'ir. This was their Amunah. So this was the first to be hit. And yet we see there was the Inyan of Dam, that it should be hit through blood. This already also is in Chazal, the Midrashim. The Dam represents the blood of the Shekinder. Pari went, and he was Makriv, the Dam. He slaughtered Yiddish Shekinder. So the Yair is the Amunah. The Dam is the Dam of Klal Yisrael. He used to bathe in their blood, and so on and so forth. And Dam could also mean, not in the physical, but also the hard work, the labor. It's also Blut. Yiddish is an expression. I gave my blood. I mean, literally blood, you meant toil. So it's all included in the Inyan of Dam. Interesting that one of the Pratim in the Mak of Dam was that the Yidden had water, and the Medrash tells us that the Goyim, when they needed Dam, I'm sorry, they needed water, they would turn to the Yid, and the Yid would sell them the water. And this became an intricate part of the Makkah. Interesting that the Yid had the water, and he became the supplier to give to the guy the water that he needed. Kipshuta, Kenzagin, the Yidlech Trachtze, he finds a way how to make panosa. You know, this is what it is. And even in Amakkah, you're able to find the way to make panos, and if you want to speak about it in Hashkafa Dikaifin, the Rabbeinu Shleilam gives the Yechaylist for the Yid to make panosa. So everything that happens, it's L'toivas Yisrael in every Makkah. It was also L'toiva. We could talk a lot about this. But I think there's a deeper understanding, a deeper meaning to the fact that in the Makkah of Dam, a part of the Makkah, a Yisoid in the Chazal, in this Makkah is that they had to turn to the Yidden for sustenance, to supply them with the water. Otherwise they wouldn't live. You can't live without water. So they had to turn to the Yid to get their water. Like I say, Kipshuta, it's Agav, the Makkah, Grada, Agav, the Yid got Parnosa, the Rabbi Yisrael helped them. Or maybe it's part of the Inya, the Makkah, and the lesson that was supposed to be learned in the Makkah, as I will explain. Notice that the next Makkah as well is Tzfardeya, and that the Tzfardeya came also from the Nilus. It also came from the waters. Now we will talk a little bit later what exactly is the Tzfardeya, but did the Tzfardeya have to come from the water? An interesting ha'ara. We're going to learn there's a very famous Rabbeinu Bechaya that explains that the Tzfardeya is actually the crocodile, the classic crocodile of Mitzrayim that's in the waters of the Nilus. He says it clearly. But Pashtus, it's the Tzfardeya, the frog. Many types of frogs. There are frogs that live around the water, and there's frogs that don't necessarily live. We can go into the geography and the science if most frogs do live around the water, but this is really irrelevant. It would seem clear that this was also something to do with the Nilus, that just like the Dam, the effect was that it should come from the Nilus, the Makkah should come from the Nilus. It would seem that the Rebbeinu Shem is Adil Machin Tzfardeya, if he wants to make frogs, it could come from a tree. Parishim can make the Lekinim come from the earth. Tzfardeya could have came from the earth. So obviously, it's Mekusher to the Nilus. What is the inyan of the Nilus and the Tzfardeya? And another point, the Tzfardeya was not just a Makkah for that time in Mitzrayim, but actually the Tzfardeya was a symbol for Deiris. Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. The Gemara says was Nasu Kal V'Chayim Abiatzmon, to go and to jump into the fire, just like the Tzfardeya went in the Tanoisom, and it went into the ovens Al Kiddush Hashem. So they learned the Kal V'Chaymer Madach. They're not Mitzuvah, they do it. So we're Mitzuvah Al Kiddush Hashem. We should definitely jump into the fire. So you see clearly that the Tzfardeya was not just something in Mitzrayim, but it had a symbol to it. That L'dayre Dayres, it was a symbol of Kiddush Shem Shemayim for Emuna. Interesting. Now we could talk a lot, and like I said, it's not Pesach, and we could talk on the Makkah of great length. Kalamar B'lisapa Reza Meshubach, we can go into every Makkah over and again in all the different pratim, but I think this will be enough just to bring out the point. I have over here Ara Ryan, what I want to share with you that I thought this year. The Nilus is the Amunah of Mitzrayim. all Rishonim and Achronim and Masbir that what was the Ra, the bad of Mitzrayim? L'yadati es Hashem. I don't know the Eibishter. Pare is a Kaifer in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And the Nilus is his, so to speak, his way of dealing with his L'yadati es Hashem. He would go to the Nilus. And he would act as if he was himself an Avodah Zarah. The Nilus was part of the crime, so to speak, of the Kfira of Mitzrayim. But there's another part to the Chet of Mitzrayim. And that is Kfiyas HaTayv. All the Bali Musar speak how Mitzrayim, the root of all evil, of all Kfira Mitzrayim came. Loyadati es Yosef. I don't know who Yosef. Loyad es Yosef. He didn't know. The same Loyad es Yosef. Yosef who made Mitzrayim what it was. There would be no Mitzrayim if not for Yosef. So instead of being makir teiv to Yosef, he denies Loyad es Yosef. Memeila loyadati es Hashem. Azay shteit and alib ali musar. From Rabbi Yisrael Salanter down, Alta from Kelim, Al Rabbi Ruchim, it's all the same Torah, and I'm sure in all other Svarim as well, that it's rooted in the Layad Es Yosef. It begins with a Kfiyas HaTev, and then ultimately your Kaifa B'Toivasa Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nilus was the present that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave to Mitzrayim. The Nilus is what sustained Mitzrayim. Taking the Nilus that sustains Mitzrayim and using it for Avodah Zarah to be Kaifer in the Rebbeinu Shleilam is what the Nilus represents. The Dam, interestingly, represents the Klal Yisrael who gave you Chiyus. Why are you alive today? Yosef hu amazbir. Yosef gives you support. Who gave food and sustenance in Mitzrayim? It was Yosef. You don't know Yosef. You don't know the Eibishter. It's all the same thing, Rabbi Yosef. It's all connected. And it sounds like drush, but it's not, Rabbi Yosef. It's mamish, pshatova. If you learn the Rishonim and Achronim, it's pretty, as they say, A equals B equals C. It's very clear. It begins with a Layad es Yosef, but Yosef gave you to eat. If not for Yosef, you would have died in hunger. The next step is to go to the Nilus and deny that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave you a Nilus. And what do? You take the Dam, which is the Chiyus of Klal Yisrael. You try to take that away. But Makim, where they gave you chiyus, they gave you life, they gave you sustenance. And then you go and kill the same people who give you life to use the life to take away their life. It's the ultimate kfiyas hatayv. It's the ultimate kfira. If you want to take it into modern day events, how do we know, how much do we see a religion that comes into another country, feeds off the country supplies you with everything, and to take what they gave you and use it to kill the people in the country. And it's all in the guise of religion. We were in Mitzrayim where they killed us. And the Torah tells us, Laisasayiv Mitzri Kiger Hoyiso Be'artzai. That's religion, Rabbi Yisrael. The difference between Emuna Amitis in a Bayre Oilam must result in a Hakaras HaToiv to even people who don't deserve that Hakaras HaToiv. For the little bit, somewhat that we could find toiv in them, that they did to us, we're mechuyev to be makir toiv. That is emuna in a habayra oilam. That's Torah HaKadosha. That's truth. And then when religion comes and takes the toiv and turns it on the people, that's kfira. That's a sign that it's not about hakara in toiv, it's not about the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It goes hand in hand. And this is exactly what the Mitzrayim did to Klal Yisrael and to Yosef. Klal Yisrael built for them and did for them, starting from Yosef, even the children afterwards. They created Mitzrayim. And then when they built peace of Ramses for them, you're talking about they made major cities for you. They slayed for you, and then on top of that you went and used it and killed them. It's all tied in together. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam made a dam in the Nilus, and on the side, to see the clarity of the Makkah, the Yid turns back again and gives the chius, gives the water to the guy to supply him again. That the guy has to come on to the Yid. It's the lesson of the Makkah. The lesson of the Makkah is, it's not only the dam, but you also have to turn around and remember who gave you the Mayim. Now that you're in a Makkah, who's giving you again? Who's supplying you? Who's giving you chius? And it was all to teach the Mitzri, again, another reminder. You must be makir b'toiv. I believe it's not just a side nekuda that in the Makkah of Dam, the Yidden were able to sell back to the Mitzri the water. It was an intricate part of the lesson of Dam, the Makkah of Dam. That again, open your eyes. It's the Yid who is giving you. And they don't learn this lesson. And they don't learn this lesson. Then comes the lesson of the Tzfardeya, which is Moiser Nefesh. And like I told you, it became a symbol for Emuna throughout the Doiris, Mesiras Nefesh for Emuna. I want to show you something interesting about a Tzfardeya. And again, I don't want to be marich on the Makis themselves and all the Pratim. You'll take the Yesod and you'll learn it by Pesach and you'll try to be Mizak Kalamar B'Lasapri on your own. Ish Kefila Rosh and Lamam's Kvitzachas L'Shainai, the way you understand. And I want to show you something peladic about the Tzfardeya. It's Mam Shadover Shapela. Very nice sefer that came out recently called Eitzer Pelei Sateri. Brings all the interesting Chazalin and Midrashim. So he brings from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Interesting. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid has a sefer called Imrus Tahiris Chitzenius Apnimius. It's an interesting, many names the sefer. He says the story about it's Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, the same one who wrote the Tzavos, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, the Rebbe of the Rekeach. I want to show you the characteristic of a Tzfardeya. Who eats the Tzfardeya? The Nechashim. That's their... They enjoy... That's their delicacy. I guess not only the French like frog legs, but the Nechashim like them as well. And you could play with whatever you want on that. Any Hakeshim you want to make is on your own. Akol Panim... The Tzfardeya Shehoyis and Itzoyda B'finachosh V'horag Ish Esanachosh. Someone went and a man went and killed the Nachosh. V'sam Amakul Aragli. And the stick that he used had the poison of the snake from killing the snake. And he went and put it next to his foot, realizing there was poison of the snake on the stick. The Shachav Lamus. And the man was ready to die from the poison of the snake. But Tzfardeya Elov Lahatziloi. The tzvardeya came to save the person. Why? No, because the person saved the tzvardeya from the snake, the hunter. So the tzvardeya now is coming to save the person from getting killed from the nachash that was out to kill him. As the tzvardeya was going near the person, I guess the friends, the hunters, were beating it to get the tzvardeya away from the person. But yet it jumped and it stood on its foot, hanefucha, that was swollen, the shafa kalaeres, and took out all the poison, sucked out the poison, achenikva tzvardeya umesa. In the Mesiras Nefesh, took the poison to save the person and protected him from the snake. Sokt Reb Yudah Chosid Rabbi Yisai, this should turn shivers, should give shivers down your spine. Sokt Reb Yudah Chosid V'rei, the lesson, Hine Atzvardeya Chosal Matzilo Yoyser Megufa. The Tzvardeya had more pity to protect the person who protected him to the point that it was ready to give itself up. Kal v'choymer, Adam lo ye'kofu toivo neged chaveroi. V'kal v'choymer ben, kal v'choymer keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvardeya is a lesson, Rabbi Yisai, of what? Of Makir Toiv, and not to be a Kofi Toiv. Interesting, huh? The Tzvardeya. He's the symbol. And the symbol is that he's ready to be Moyser Nefesh. And he's also ready to be Moyser Nefesh for the Amunah that the Rebbeinu Shloilam says, go, you go. Is there a connection, Rabbi Yisai? The Mesiras Nefesh for the Hakoras HaToiv, as well as he becomes the symbol of Mesiras Nefesh for Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will stop right here as far as the lesson from the Makkah. We could be Marich great length on this. And that is why I believe that in these two Makkahs, Moshe Rabbeinu could not hit the waters, because the limud of these two makis was Kfiya Satoiv versus Hakara Satoiv. The lesson that had to come from these makis was Kfiya Satoiv against Hakara Satoiv. You have to be Makir B'Toivosoi. And therefore, there was a Hadgasha that it had to be done through. And I ask you this question, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants Tzvardeya, he can bring Tzvardeya from anywhere. No, it had to come from the Nilus. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to hit the Nilus, because this was the Limut Akaras HaTayf. But this is not why I came here today to talk. I came to tell you a Taich that I saw and I understood in this Chazal this year over other years. It's Yidua the Kash Aleph Regen. It's a diamond. It's water. It has no feelings, it has no seichel, it didn't think before it did anything to save you and protect you. It's a daimen. Once a shayich hakara satev to a daimen, to a rock, to a chair. You ever see any guy sit on a chair and then get up and say, you'll get up, daimen. Thank you so much for letting me sit on you. I mean, that's really... Versus a maggid says what everybody thinks and does and everything, but he says in a way that everybody laughs, and the truth is he should be laughing, Daka, because it's the reality in front of us. See, I'm asking the Maisa, this is what Chazal is telling us. Isn't that what Chazal is telling us? And when you get up from the chair, make sure you back your toe into the chair. Thank you, it's a good chair, Mamish. I can't appreciate you more. Okay. There's a lot of talk about this in Achreinim. There's a Shita Mekubetzis in Bar Mitzia about a Tanu didn't want to paskin about a bathhouse because he had Hakaras HaToyim to use the bathhouse. This is all documented Torah about the Indian of Hakaras HaToyim. But I always had a kasha. What's the pshat in them? So the famous Torah says it's not mitzad the doimim, it's mitzad the person. Right? That's the famous. It's not about the thing, because the thing has no seichel, doesn't understand the difference, it has no feelings. It's more about you and how you react. You should react with Hakaras HaToyim. What's the pshat to have Hakaras HaToyim to something that doesn't understand your Hakaras HaToyim? It's not looking, it's not needing anything. It's good. It's mitzad you. You got it. So what this Amusa Shmuyis, it's a Musa, a mensch daf zechos lernen, but it has to have a hagdara that you're being makir toiv to something. So I've always learned that the hakaras hatoiv to the daimim is really hakaras hatoiv to the Eibishter. That's how I always, over the years, I've spoken about this. That being makir in the toiv of the thing is really because I'm being makir toiv to the Rebbeinu Shlom who gave it to me. Yeah, nu Rebbeinu Pshat, nu Lamdanim, nu Zved. Maybe it's a Lomdish Zag that threw the thing. Who gave me this thing? The Rebbeinu Shleilam. If I'm a Kavli Tav. So I'm not Makir in the Tav. So I'm really not Makir today, Mishnah, which is really this Lomdish that we, every Kavli Tav is really what? See, it's a Tav and a Muna. All day, one leads to the other. Because the Pshat is if I'm Makir, the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave it to me. I'll appreciate them nice and I appreciate the giver. This was good enough for me all the years. Why am I saying this year? Because I found something interesting this year which caught my eye. Amazing, how must me build up? Well, how do you makatev to a chair? And the answer is, it's not the chair, it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam who was meschasi with me to give me the furniture, the house, the chair, the chulah, the chulah, the chulah, yeah? Baruch Hashem, we zeichu to a God la'adar Reb Chaim. And he writes back tshuvas to anybody that asks him questions. So Baruch Hashem, many svarim on his rabbi these days. Shailas the tshuvas handwritten from the Reina Maran Reb Chaim. So there's a whole list of tshuvas about Hakaras HaToyim in one of these svarim. I don't even remember the name. Tshuvas HaGrach, Anias HaGrach, I don't know, there's hundreds of them. Okay. Handwritten tshuvas, and the question was this question. Chaim was asked, the Chinuch writes that you shouldn't take nekama. We spoke about this Chinuch many times. Why? Because it's not the person, it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam who sent the person. Right? So the question was, if so, so why am I ever makir toiv? Let's say the same teir as the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You did me the favor? Which means there's a dichotomy here. There's something wrong. The person has to tell you it's not me, it's the Eibishter who did it, right? And you're supposed to say, B'kfira, no, it's you, it's not the Eibishter? How does that work? This was the Shaila that was addressed to Reb Chai. According to the Chinuch, I don't take the comment because it's not the person, it's the Eibishter. So then why don't I say the same thing? What, you did me the favor, Eibishter? How did Yosef? You know who did this first, so to speak, do siach? Yosef. Yosef told it to Pare. Hot the Shmit Mis, hot to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Guess what? Pare said, you know what's a good for attack? I'm asking. His hot the Shmit, I'll be a kafri toiv to you. And then when it came to being a makir toiv to the Eibishter, you know what he said? Hot the Shmit Eibishter. It's Yosef. This is a pashta arbe, nu? It's nicht kein guter arbe. Yosef told him, it's not me, belad, I said, Rebbeinu Shleilam, yeah? So good, so I'm not going to be makir toiv to you. And then when it came to the Eibishter, it's Yosef. So which one is it? This is really the lamdis behind the shayla. No, that according to the chinuch, that it's always the Eibishter, so what's the pshat? I have to make it tight. So B'chaim answered, I've had this, the Eibishter, but the Galgun's chus, I dey zakai, v'chayv al dey chayiv. Thus, that was his answer. Which means, L'maisa, you are the shliach, and since you're the shliach, so I have to make it tight to the shliach. That's what B'chaim writes. No? What did we learn from over here? That there's no such thing as saying, Asid Rabbeinu Shleim, Hakaras HaTayv is to the Shliach, and not only to the Mishaleach. That's what he's saying. Lamaisa, you have to be Makir Tayv. So every time a person does a Tayva, you shouldn't turn around and say it's the Rabbeinu Shleim and not the person. It's got to be the person as well. Efshech HaBeisai, Shteitai Yisai, and I want to discuss this Nikudah with you. The mice of the waters that we make a taif to, did the water do anything? No. It just was water. That's the metzias, and that is its tafkid, and that's what it is. Water makes that you can't drown in it if you put a box there. Did the water have intention or actively help Moshe? No. It just was what it was. It was water. Does that mechayev akoras hatoyv? That's what you see from this chazal, right? That there's an inyan of akoras hatoyv to water, even though water is just water. It is what it is, and that's it's H2O, and that's what happens when there's H2O. That's what it is. So I want to show you in halacha where this is negeya. Shulchan Aruch vet gebracht, the Mishabura speaks about it, that the Kehanim get a Yashakeach. Yeah? Now, they're mitzvah to do it. They're mitzvah to give the brach, and yet, they get a Yashakeach. The question is, what are you giving them a Yashakeach for something that Memela they had to do? So the Velt always says that they're Mechuyev Levarech. Be'ahava, that's already them. The fact that they love so much and they give it over, be'ahava, that becomes what the actively they did for you, because they're mitzvah, you're right, the levaricha, the be'ahava is them. The Chaim Kanievsky in those tshuvas says that kach oimrim ha'olam, that's what he says. The kash was, why are we giving a yashakeach to the kehanim? He says that the veltain is because of the biahavim. V'leiniri, he says. He doesn't think it's right. Why? Because the biahav is a chelik of the tzivui. That's what he says. The biahav is a chelik of the tzivui. Just like the mitzuvah levorech, their mitzuvah levorech, biahavim. So then what's the yashakeach for? So the kasha. You know what the Targetz is, Rabbi Yisai? Even though they're mitzvah to do it, l'maisa, l'maisa, you got toiva from it, you mechuyev to be makir toiv. That's what you see from this halacha. That even though the waters, so to speak, are mitzvah, that's the tchun of the water. The water didn't go actively and try to help you. Hakaras HaToyv means that even when the person had to and is doing it anyway, there's an inyan of Hakaras HaToyv to a daimim, because the daimim doesn't mean that he had to intentionally do it for you. You have to be makir HaToyv. That's what you see from this chazal that I saw this year. I want to tell you over three stories, okay? I want to show you how rachik we are from what Hakaras HaToyv really means. And who knows if it doesn't really affect our emunah. Who knows? So I start to wonder times as I get older. I want to tell you over three things. I have a letter in my possession that my Zaidi wrote to the head of the Americana Hotel. Now let me tell you a little history. What is the Americana Hotel? The Americana Hotel was, the truth is, I was going to give you an example of the hotels in Manhattan today. I don't know any of them. So if you have any good ones, you'll tell me, all right? It was a Gaisha Hotel. It was, my parents' wedding was there. My father and mother's wedding was in the Americana Hotel. I don't want to tell you how many years ago, all right? Okay. I don't give away my age, but it was many, many years ago, all right? Why did they take over there the hall? Because they couldn't find the Yiddish hall big enough for the chasana. I say there was a big rov, and Alev HaBanim had come in, and Alev HaLabatim. It was even in the newspapers, one of these chasanas in the Goyish newspapers, in the Americana Hotel. Check. Find the letter that my Zayda thanks the head of the Americana Hotel. Dear John so-and-so, okay. I thank you. It was beautiful. The flowers were beautiful, and the tables were set up beautiful, and the curtains were beautiful, and the lighting was perfect. It's a two-page letter like this. You know, I wasn't born yesterday. Something. Was there a problem with all this, and therefore he had to come and thank them that there was? Did he get a bargain from this? I mean, what was the story behind this letter? So I went over to my father and my mother at a Shabbos table, and I said, "Here's this letter." So they looked, weren't that impressed with the letter. Zayda used to write all the time these type of letters. Right? Okay. So I tell me, was he a Yid or a guy? This head of Americana Hotel. No, he was a guy. Did he give them a bargain? He said, no, as a matter of fact, not. He overcharged them way more. Yeah. So I said, so what's the letter? And the answer is, I don't know if we understand Hakaras HaTayv properly. That's what I think. And if you want to know about Hakaras HaTayv to Gai, it's also in the Tshuvas over there from Chaim Kanevsky. Maybe. And he says, no, there's no Isolei Sechanin. I'm being Makar Tayv to Gai. Let's move on, okay? So I want to tell you more. I know this firsthand because I saw it. My Rebbe Rav Pam Zatzal, after a convention, after a Torah Mesira Shabbos, before he left the hall, he would go to the kitchen. He would search out the head cook in the kitchen, and he would thank them for the wonderful food they made on Shabbos. Okay, who thinks about this? Who doesn't think, you know, he got paid for that, right? he gets paid for that. He's mechuyev to do it. Who owes who? I owe him something. You know. I have nothing to do. The convention hired him. Basically, we sometimes have very little understanding how Gedolim saw Hakaras HaTayv. I want you to know that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichro Tzadik Livracha, I knew this as I hung around Kol Torah in those years, that Reb Shlomo Zalman used to take the bus. Take the bus from Yeshiva. He would get on the bus, hello, good morning, good afternoon, and when he left the bus, thank you very much for the ride. Tell me, he didn't pay the Asimon, he paid the Asimon. Who thinks to a bus driver to say thank you? I want you to know Reb Shlomo Zalman did something interesting. What do you call a bus driver? Nahag. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to say, don't call him a nahag, call him the manik. You want it printed? You want to know what it's printed? It's a sefer on Reb Shlomo Zalman called Chikoy Memtaket. I heard this in Eretz Yisrael when I was in Eretz Yisrael. But it's rather printed in the Sefer Chikoy Memtaket that Reb Shlomo Zalman also only went with his driver. The person, so when people would offer him, come up to, no, he has his standard driver. Hakaras HaTayv, I want to show respect to the person that always drives me. These are small maises, but I want to show you a Gemara and what this will end. Gemara says that what is the difference between a good Eireach and a bad Eireach? Says the Gemara, who are you aimer? Ireach Tev, Mahu Oymer, Kama Tirchis Tarach Balabais Bishvili. Kama Bas is Gemara Brachas Nun Ches. Kama Bas Hevi Lufanai. Kama Yayin Hevi Lufanai. Kama Gluskayis Hevi Lufanai. The Chal Masha Tarach Le Tarach Ella Bishvili. Abel Ereach Ra. What does a bad Ereach say? Mahu Tarach Tarbalabais a Pasachas Achalti. Chaticha achas achalti, kais achas shasisi, kotayer shetar bal baizel, itarach el bishvilishto yubonav. Tell me, who's crazy? Somebody's crazy, right? It's a lavish meal. Let's talk lemay. No? I don't see. What happened? Did the balabais yetay reyach? Did he go out of his way? And the Teretz is, yes, he went out of his way for everybody, for his family and his children, and he also did it for me. A person who's a kafi toiv says he had to do it anyway. He did it for his family, he had to do it anyway. And a person who's a makir toiv says what? I got from it. Bishvili nivra. That's the good bishvili nivra. You know, unfortunately, we all walk around with a lot of Bishvili Nivra Ayyum. If it's in the context of Akara Satev, then it's the healthy Bishvili Nivra Ayyum. If it's the Bishvili Nivra Ayyum is Kumpmir, that's not the healthy Bishvili Nivra Ayyum. But you see, a Meir Dikazach, tell me, the difference is in perception, or the difference is one is Tayv and one is completely Ra? That's what you see from this Gemara. It's the same situation and the same scenario. The Metziasin are the same. One of them is completely Teiv, and one of them is completely Ra. It's not just a small slip of words. It's not just a small thank you. It's a lot bigger. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, I'd love to hear small stories about Grace and Menschen. The grace and nice is a plain dimension. Sometimes small little things speak a lot deeper. Who and what we're makir teiv to, and how we respond to things. Saying a thank you to someone who did us a teiv, you think. And you know what I really want our Goyim to think about? We're all shuldig in this thing. In our family lives, in our kesher, even with our children, in our kesher with our neighbors, in our kesher with our rabbeim, with our rabbanim. You don't realize how, if we don't pay attention, we look like this gemara. It's exactly what this gemara is. So I took a coffee, I made a little wad. So I davened in the shul minchas bus. What do you mean? I don't care. The shul is open. It's open for the whole olam. 1 second. No? The yeshiva is giving supper. He's giving supper for everybody. So I took a piece of chicken. It's called an ayir charara, that's what you see from this gemara. It's the way it goes deeper. It's a mahus and a mensch. And this is the lesson that you take. The mayim anyway does it. The mayim is not going out of its way to protect you. That's the mahus, the mitzius. It is what it is. Yet you still have to be makir teiv. And if not, the next step is it leads to kviyas hateiv, which leads to chisarna v'emunah. Open your eyes, Rabbi Yisrael. And then you'll start realizing the reich we are is in this world. That's pshat miskimana. That's the pashat pshat miskimana. It doesn't take much to turn from someone who's makir is Yosef to not makir is Yosef. This is the lesson of the Mak of Dam. Akara Satayv to a Dam.
And Moshe, what would be the point of saying?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.